Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you might be. And welcome to today's To Be show. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, and I am your host for the show today. And we have a special guest, and her name is Bonnie Gressel. I suppose her family comes from Austria, at least that's what it sounds like, and we will ask Bonnie as soon as she's on, but let me introduce her first of all. Bonnie is a certified family nurse. She has traditional training in integrative medicine, mind-body techniques, energy work, as well as headache and chronic pain management. I think that's important for a lot of us. And Bonnie owns the Bridge to Health Healing Center in Wisconsin. So I would like to bring her on. Bonnie, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent.
Hello, Barbara.
Well, welcome to the To Be show. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
So Bonnie, tell us a little bit. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Tell us a little bit about your background. I already mentioned your background in nursing and integrative medicine, but today you are also an author, you are a speaker. So how did you go from being a nurse to actually becoming a published author and a speaker?
Well, that's a long story, so I'll try to make it brief. In answer, though, to your question, before I got on the call, originally my background is my last name is spelled C-M-E-J-L-A, and that's my maiden name, and that's from Bohemia, or now Czechoslovakia, but I married into a German family, so Austria was close. I started out as a nurse more years ago than I care to actually admit to, but I've always wanted to kind of do my own thing. And so I was in a large multi-specialty clinic in Green Bay here in Wisconsin for about 10 years. And then I decided to branch out on my own, kind of like a bird out of a cage, you know, and just kind of spread my wings and then do things the way I wanted to do them. So in my practice, I see a lot of people who suffer. I mean, it really, either they have physical pain or emotional pain, and many times it's both. They're just not, you know, happy in their lives. And so what I do in my practice now, and I have the freedom to do this, being self-employed, is I help people fill their toolbox with tools that help them have the lives they want. I can spend as much time as I need. I don't have to, you know, worry about productivity and the bottom line and all that sort of thing because I don't work for that huge clinic anymore. So I do a lot of, you know, nutritional and lifestyle counseling, this sort of the basic things. But some people don't really know a lot about the basic things. And then I teach tools that they can use for relaxation, decreasing their pain, physical pain or emotional, and changing those subconscious limiting beliefs that we all have. I do hypnosis. I like the Ericksonian style the best, actually. I've been trained in both traditional and Ericksonian, and I really like that. I do some energy psychology techniques, teach people how to do that, like emotional freedom technique. I use a lot of imagery, both guided and interactive. teach people how to do biofeedback, mindfulness, meditation, things like that. I do some energy work as well, and I'm a Reiki master, and I do a little bit of that as well. So in my practice, I get to kind of do it all, which fits me so much better than having to fit inside a box, you know, and being in a traditional setting.
Absolutely. And also, I think when you have that holistic approach and you use so many different techniques, whatever fits the client best, I think it's much, much more successful than when you have to have this kuti-kaka way of doing things, as they tend to have in big practices or in clinics especially, because there you are told exactly what you're allowed to use and what you're not allowed to use, isn't it?
Right, exactly. And what I found over the years, the last 5 years I was at the clinic, I worked in neurology. And so I saw a lot of people with migraine issues, headache, and other pain issues as well. And I found, you know, that we had them on, you know, all this medicine and did all the things, you know, by the book, and they still weren't getting better. And nobody really had the time to spend on just sort of the basic things. You know, of like, you know, choosing how to feel, number one, taking care of yourself, you know, valuing yourself enough to, you know, be able to say no if you need to say no, to eat right and all that sorts of things. And so I think you're absolutely right, Barbara. I think, you know, you have to have all the pieces. I mean, medication and, you know, surgery and that sort of thing is a piece. But so is your lifestyle. So are the choices you make. So is the thoughts that you have, both conscious and subconscious. So they're all pieces. And what I try to do is put them together for people.
Excellent. That sounds very much very similar to what I do. Just I focus on the mindset thing more than the physical. But I know that they all work hand in hand, because if we eat the wrong things or we don't exercise, then even if you have a healthy mind, you know, your body is not going to support you for too many years, because that's just the way it happens. We need to have a balance. So how do you help your clients? Are you individually working with clients that are physically there, one-on-one?
Currently, that's what my practice is. I have an office and I see patients or clients one-on-one. But what I'm moving towards, which is kind of why I wrote the book at the time that I did, I'm moving towards actually being able to reach more people, to go out into that virtual space and to do some online coaching as well, because really a lot of what I do for clients is teaching and counseling. It's coaching, I mean, really. And so I want to bring that to more people, because I know there are many more people out there who could benefit from these things, and maybe they don't feel well enough to get out of their house and go to the, you know, to go somewhere for a class or whatever. Or maybe they don't even have it in their area. I've talked to a number of people who say, oh, I wish we had something like this in our area, and we just don't. So that's what I want to do. And kind of, I mean, I've always wanted to write a book, as many people do, of course. But I think what pushed me to do that was to be able to reach more people. So the book is called The Choice is Ours, and the subtitle is 5 Keys to Health, Happiness, and Abundance. And I made it, I wrote it sort of generic so that it would help people with any type of pain issue, whether it's physical, emotional, or they're just not happy. You know, they just wish they had a better life, or they wish they had a better relationship, or they wish they had more finances, or whatever it was. So I wanted to make it sort of generic. And in the book, I mean for it to be a resource. So I want to give people a flavor, a taste, expose them to some of the things that are out there besides just the traditional stuff. And then I have, you know, resources that they can also look at for additional information from, like you, Barbara. I've been learning for lots of years and, you know, been to everybody and gone to every seminar and read every book. And I want to share what I've learned with people. I can't do it all, certainly, in one book, but I want to at least get them exposure to it. And then they can, you know, follow the path of some of the gurus out there if they so desire. So I do talk about, I kind of believe that it all starts with energy, you know. So I talk about energy and the law of attraction and some things on how, you know, how to deal with that. You know, the law of attraction is always at play, always working. So you got to kind of be mindful of what you're thinking about, because sometimes, you know, we get what we wish for, even if it's on a subconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talk about how powerful those thoughts and emotions are that we have. And many times they're not thoughts that we even realize we're having, because they're that bottom of the iceberg. You know, I probably do this too, Barbara, but I love the iceberg analogy for the mind. The conscious mind is that little bit on the top that we can see above the surface of the water. That's our conscious mind. Everything else, though, underneath that huge piece of the iceberg that you can't really even see, that's like the subconscious mind, and everything is in there. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. So, you know, it behooves us to have the good stuff at the top of that pile. And, you know, it's so vast that everything is in there, but you don't want the bad stuff at the top. So I teach people tools and ways that they can shift those limiting beliefs that they have in their subconscious mind so that the good stuff is at the top. So a technique like emotional freedom technique is really good. Psyche is really good. Hypnosis. I mean, a lot of the techniques that I use help people to make that shift. And then just, you know, the simple thing of, as you do in your book, Barbara, is just reminding people that they get to choose. You know, that we do have choice. We have so much more, you know, really control and power in our own lives than many times we realize. You know, we can never make other people do something if we want them to. We can't choose for them. We can't make them do what we want, and that's kind of irritating sometimes. But the upside is nobody can choose for us either. We all only choose for ourselves. And so sometimes I think people forget that, especially as adults. I mean, as kids, you know, kids are so much more free and they laugh more and they, you know, it's just a different time then when they're little. But life gets in the way. Things happen. Sometimes traumatic things happen. And, you know, we forget that we can still choose. So I do spend a lot of time with patients in my office and in the book on that as well. You know, I know you mentioned this yesterday because you were on my show yesterday, Barbara, is the present moment, how we often don't live in the present moment. And so I share sort of the philosophy of mindfulness is what I subscribe to. And you know, I know so many people who live their lives either thinking about what they have to do, you know, picking up milk on the way home, or got to do this, got to do that, or feeling bad about something that happened earlier that day or the week before. And those people never really live right now. They don't experience their lives. And so I spend, you know, a lot of time just kind of reminding people. I mean, it's not rocket science, you know, it's simple stuff. But people, you know, life gets busy, life gets crazy, and people just don't think of those things. And then the other thing that I find is huge is the whole love piece. You know, you and I talked a little bit about this yesterday. You know, people don't love themselves enough unconditionally. They don't feel the love that God, the universe, the angels, whatever your belief system is, that love that's out there for us. They just, you know, we just disregard it. You know, sometimes we don't even think about it. And, you know, we have that support. And I found this, it was an experience that I had personally where I probably, you know, maybe that was my lesson, I don't know, but I had a really bad car accident about 2 years ago. I was in a coma and had a bad brain injury and had to learn to kind of do everything all over again. And my blessing was, though, that I didn't remember much of it, like 3 weeks are gone, which is awesome. I don't remember any pain. I don't remember, you know, all the icky stuff. But the thing that I do remember, and I think this is so interesting, the thing I remember is always feeling supported. Like there was always something around me, just protecting me, just supporting me. And that's there for everybody. You know, and I had, I guess, the advantage of being able to experience that. And, you know, I don't think there are any accidents in life. Even my car accident, I don't think was really an accident, because I think it was what I needed to do on this journey so that I can be who I need to be, you know, live my purpose here. And I don't know how you feel about that, Barbara, but I think we are all here for a reason. And sometimes the experiences we get are the lessons we need to learn.
Definitely. Totally agree with you on that. Very much so. And I want to just for a second go back to, I mean, your book's title is The Choice is Ours. And, of course, that goes very much with my book title, because it's The Choice is Yours. And we both emphasize that we have choices, because I think that's so important for people to understand, you know, especially when we are unhappy, when we are in the what seems to be a really bad situation, whether it's health-wise or it's mentally, you know, that we're feeling down, up to depression and everything, that things are just not going right, and we feel so bad, and we feel that we don't have a choice, you know, this just sucks, and there's nothing I can do about it, And I like that you have that similar approach, really, that you say we always have a choice. And like your illness, also it was for you a blessing in the end, because you realize that you're always supported. You realize that there's always someone there or something there, whatever you want to call it, that is supporting us. If we let it, I think that's very important that people understand that we have to let ourselves be helped. Took me a long time to understand that, to be open for help. Long time. I always thought I have to do it all myself, but fortunately I've gone away from that thought. So can you give us some of the 5 steps that you talk about in your book?
Sure. Well, in terms of talking about energy and the law of attraction, I'll share with you a little game that I play with clients when I see them in the office. But I have this ruler, a 12-inch ruler, in my desk drawer, and I have a line at the 6-inch mark with a, you know, a permanent marker. And I pull out the ruler, and I say, okay, this is, you know, there's 2 ends to everything. There's what we don't want, consider that, you know, the 0 mark, and there's what we do want, consider that the 12 inches. Now, you can't always be way over on one side or the other, but see the 6-inch mark? See if you can stay most of the time towards on the upper end from 6 to 12 inches, as opposed to being towards what you don't want. You know, we can't always feel good. We can't always have positive thoughts, but, you know, most of the time. And when you catch yourself, you know, if you just notice what you're thinking, how you're feeling, are you more towards the 0 mark or are you more towards the 12 inch? Just maybe, you know, readjust and say, okay, I have to honor that feeling, because all of our feelings should be honored. But then I'm going to get back to the 6 to 12 inch mark. And so it's not an all or nothing thing. It's sort of a continuum. And it sometimes, I think, gives people a little more, a little more confidence that they can have those, you know, positive thoughts or be thinking about what they want more of the time, because they don't have to be right there at the 12 inch mark. They just have to be close, you know, and we're all going to fall back. So the 12-inch ruler is something I pull out with patients a lot, and I have some people who will come back and tell me, you know, I have this ruler on my desk at home, and I put a line on this 6-inch mark, and every now and again, I look at it. Another thing that is kind of interesting that people often pick up on that we do in the office is the little Zen gardens, the little sand in a little pot. People who have difficulty setting boundaries, saying no, you know, they let people kind of take advantage of them. They don't mean to, but they do get taken advantage of. They have this little Zen garden on their desk or on their, you know, whatever table at home, and they draw a line in the sand. And that's where their line is, their boundary. And for some people, those visual things, I think, are really powerful. The symbolism, I think, is really powerful. So I think it's great that people are using this stuff at home. I also, you know, in terms of the thoughts and emotions is the other piece that I talk about. We get so, you know, upset and struggle over issues that really aren't a big deal, you know. So I have this little game I play with patients, with clients. It's called the so what game. So when there's a situation that occurs, I tell them to ask these three questions. Question number one is my life in danger right now? Yes or no? Question two, is my loved one's life in danger right now? Yes or no? And question number three is, will I even remember this or think it's important 10 years from now? Yes or no? If the person can answer no to all three of those questions, or certainly the first two, it's a so what issue. We have so many so what issues that we struggle with every day. And so it's just kind of a reminder to people that, you know, in the big scope of things, it's a so what. So that's a tool that I sort of illustrate the thoughts and emotions piece with. And then, as we mentioned, choice is the other thing I really spend a lot of time on. And it's our choice to, you know, stay upset about something. It's our choice to let it go. You know, sometimes it's difficult to do. But I was listening to a Bob Proctor lecture once, and he actually had heard this from a Michael Beckwith talk, so it's a third hand, I guess, because I share this with clients now. Tom said that day, there are three guidelines, that if you follow these three guidelines, it's going to get you through anything. And the guidelines are this. Number one, it is what it is, so accept it. Okay. Number two, harvest the good from it. Because there's always something good. Even in a tragic event, there is good that comes out of that, often. And then the last part, which is kind of the hardest part for many people, is to forgive and let go of the rest. So forgiveness needs to occur, do that, but then that letting go piece, that's the hardest piece. And that's kind of where the thing of the mindfulness comes in, the sort of that getting down into yourself so that you can hear your inner guidance, your inner wisdom that we all have, and being able to let go. So I do bring in the mindfulness and meditation practices and things, and I talk about that in the book as well. And then that loving yourself part, and just love in general. I mean, love from God, the universe, angels, whatever. Loving yourself. Oftentimes, we don't love ourselves unconditionally. We don't love ourselves enough to cut us. I mean, who do you give the most, you know, leniency to? I mean, who gets the slack? Not you, right? You, like, would never, I use the example of climbing a ladder. You know, you can't get from wherever you are, say you're in despair, to happiness all in one jump. It's like climbing a ladder. Well, if you had a small child or someone you cared about climbing that ladder and they didn't just jump to that top rung all at once, you wouldn't yell at them. I mean, you wouldn't say, oh, bad person. You would encourage them and help them to go each step of the way, encouraging them the whole way. But yet, what do we do to ourselves? We know we can't jump right there, so we say, oh, bad me, you know. So we don't really cut ourselves enough slack, and it's because we don't love ourselves enough. So I do talk about that as well in the book and practice it in my practice, and I plan to incorporate it into, you know, my membership sites as well. The membership site is, you know, there's some things on there that are free. You can just sign up for a free membership, and it's, you know, the archives for these types of radio shows and my blog and some inspirational videos. And then the membership library, if people want to subscribe to like a premium membership, I call it, they get access to that library. And the library has a new ebook, a new audio, a new video added each month. And then there's also access to the forums where I can interact with them as well as they can interact with other people in the group. So I plan to bring all of these things from, you know, the practice that I have currently through the book and into that virtual space. That's really kind of my goal, because I think it's the best way to reach more people. I mean, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you know, it's the Midwest, and you know, it's not very big, and things are different in different places of the United States and of the world. And when I started, I created some guided meditation audio recordings on CD about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. I have boxes of them in my basement. But they're also available online. And so I get people downloading those audios in New Zealand, Australia, you know, wherever, not in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So that really kind of opened my eyes to, you know, it's a lot bigger out there than I realized. And I want to reach some of those people. So that's kind of been my progression, and who knows where I'll, you know, end up if I ever end. But that's sort of where it's taken me.
Yeah. Sounds very much like my own journey.
It does.
Yeah, I think it's important that today we have the opportunity and the possibility to reach more people through electronic media. And it's a good opportunity for us to share our message, but it's a fantastic opportunity for the people out there who need that message, but they don't want to go to a one-on-one counseling or one-on-one coaching or one-on-one mentoring because it's too intense for them, or they can't afford it, or they don't want to invest that much money, or whatever the reason might be. They have the opportunity now to get so much information for free, but also to get so much more information and maybe more precise information that is fitting their unique circumstances online, you know, from any of mm-hmm. our websites, really. So can you tell people how they can find you and how they can get in touch with you?
Oh, sure. Well, they can always connect with me on Facebook if they're a Facebook person. If you just put Bonnie Gruffel in for the search, I have a site on there. But then I also have a fan page. It's just called Bonnie Gruffel Fan Page. Very very creative. So I'd love to connect with people. So if anybody wants to do that, that's great. You just search for my name on Facebook. You'll find me. And then my website is the same name as mine. I'm trying to make everything as simple as possible. Some like my membership site, but you can get to all my other sites from there. It's just www, of course, that BonnieGressel.com. Just my name, .com. That's it.
Can you spell the name, please?
Spell the name BonnieGressel. .com, and that's S as in Sam.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they can get the, you know, the book if they want that on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or at a bookstore near them. It's also on the Kindle and the Nook version. And then I have a thank you gift for people who want to purchase the book. And they just go to, and I'll give you that website in a sec. They go to a website, they enter their name and email so that I can, you know, send them the link. And what the gift is a couple of my audio recordings from my guided meditation and imagery CDs. So there's two of those. One is Take a Mini Mental Vacation, and the other one is The Body Flame. And the website for that is just the name of the book. It's www.thechoiceisoursbook.com. So that's how to get a hold of me, and maybe I look forward to meeting new people on Facebook. That'd be great.
That will be great. So everybody that was listening, if you want to meet Bonnie or myself, Facebook is a good place to meet us, where we actually interact with you personally. We don't have assistants that do that kind of work. We actually do it ourselves. So you will get an answer from us if you have a question. In Bonnie's case, on Facebook, it's Bonnie Gressel. And in my case, just look for Barbara Hoffmeister, and you will find me there too. Thank you very much, Bonnie, for having been on my show today.
Oh,
and,
you're welcome.
Thank you. And everybody,
take care, Barbara.
Next week, the date of the show, the day of the show is changing. As of now, we're doing the show on Wednesday, same time, 1 p.m. EST, or 7 p.m. German time. It's a to-be show. Next week on Wednesday, we have a wonderful guest. His name is Art Eater. He does energetic NLP, amazing guy, lots of knowledge, lots of stuff to share, very entertaining too, very funny, he loves to laugh. So I hope you join me next week. Barbara Hoffmeister, from the To Be Network, and I wish you a wonderful, amazing, powerful week.